Non-essential businesses in Massachusetts will remain closed until at least May 4th. Governor Baker announced the extension of his closure order yesterday. He's also extending the 10-person limit on gatherings and extending guidelines for people to stay at home. Joining us this morning to talk about all this is WBUR's Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me start this way. There are now 6,620 confirmed coronavirus cases here in Massachusetts, and the death toll this morning stands at 89. And the governor said he expects a spike in cases that could start next week. So the extended restrictions don't really come as a surprise given that.
No, I wasn't surprised at all. The governor was somber in tone and matter of fact when he announced the furtherance of the restrictions.
So today, I'm announcing an extension of the timeline for all non-essential businesses to keep their physical workplaces and facilities closed to all workers, customers, and the public until May 4th. This new designation on essential services will take effect tomorrow, April 1st, at noon.
Of course, that is today, and it's no April Fool's joke. Non-essential businesses will be shuttered for at least another 4.5 weeks, and people will continue to be urged to stay at home and keep social distancing until May 4th in the hopes of halting the spread of the virus.
The governor, as I was watching his news conference yesterday, Steve, the governor certainly seemed to recognize the hardships caused by social distancing and the necessity to keep apart from family members, especially older relatives, because he got a little choked up.
Yeah, he certainly did. He's mentioned many times that he usually goes to see his 91-year-old father, Charlie Baker Sr., once a week. That's where we got a bit emotional. Listen as he talks about his contact with his dad, how it has changed.
As most of you know, my weekly visits with my 91-year-old father are phone calls. And as I said previously, neither one of us are very good at that. And I miss him, but that's just the way it is. And it's the way it should be. And it's the way all of us need to be as purposeful as we can be in dealing with the contagious nature of this virus.
You know, I met Governor Baker's dad a few years ago during a campaign. He's such a nice and funny guy. But back to business, the governor also added more businesses to his essential list. Who are they?
Well, there's not many. He added optometrists and chiropractors, and he clarified some jobs along the supply chain. But for the most part, if a business was on the non-essential list last week, it will remain there until May 4th.
But to the disappointment of some residents, he's still keeping stores that sell adult-use marijuana closed while continuing to allow dispensaries to provide cannabis for medical purposes. Medical marijuana dispensaries can stay open. Why the difference?
Well, folks who go to the registered medical dispensaries are all considered patients, and they have medical cards issued by the Cannabis Control Commission. Now, customers of adult-use cannabis stores do not have those cards, and the governor says he fears that since Massachusetts right now is one of the few states in the country to have retail cannabis, people from other states may be drawn to them, and since they're trying to keep crowds down, the stores shall remain closed.
The governor also said there's a chance that hotels and short-term rental properties like Airbnbs may be used by the state to combat the coronavirus. Do we know the specifics of that and the potential ramifications, Steve?
Yeah, the governor says that people should not be booking rooms for a vacation. Now's not the time for that. He wants rental rooms to be available for very specific purposes.
We directed the Department of Public Health to issue an order with more specifics for hotels, motels, and short-term rentals like Airbnb. They are to be used for limited purposes only, which include direct efforts related to the fight against COVID-19.
Now, the governor realizes that this will mean a big financial hit for places like the Cape and the Berkshires, but he says it's necessary.
The governor also talked about one of the most disturbing stories of the long list of disturbing stories of the last few days, what appears to be a concealed coronavirus outbreak at the state-run Veterans Nursing Home, the nursing home for veterans in Holyoke. Officials say 13 residents have now died at the soldiers' home. Six of them tested positive for COVID-19, and dozens of residents are still awaiting test results. How's the governor responding to this?
Well, he's vowing to get to the bottom of what happened there. He says immediate steps have already been taken, such as implementing a clinical command team and testing all patients and staff at the facility. The former superintendent has been relieved of his duties, and he's put a new team of professionals at the helm. He says in the short term, the primary focus is going to be on stabilizing and supporting the health and safety of the residents and their families.
WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown, thanks a lot for joining us today on Morning Edition. Steve, stay safe.
Thank you, Bob. You too.